Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, November the 4th, 364th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor, at least for another 2 years.
That's right.
In the second, Estelle Fennell. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
You enjoy the fact that you didn't have to campaign for yourself this time around, or did you miss it?
You know what? No, I didn't miss it. But I found it very, very interesting to be on the sidelines, so to speak, you know, to just watch how things developed and to understand that when you're involved in a campaign, it's your whole life. And there's not that many people who have devoted their whole life to it. Everybody else is going about their business, and you've got to get their attention.
And I would think it'll be a little bit more dynamic for you in 2 years.
Oh, I would think so.
Because you're running now as an incumbent, and you do have those job duties and responsibilities
that
are ongoing.
Absolutely.
And so that 100% becomes maybe 40%.
Yeah.
But that's the way the life goes, right? You get all this inertia from being everybody's special gal for 4 years. Yeah, maybe you don't need quite as much activity on the trail. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the new styles of politicking. We did see a couple of them going on at the state level. We also saw a couple of them going on locally. So kind of in the afterglow of the elections, we'll talk about some of that when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Arnold Palmer. The quote says golf, but I'm going to substitute it in life. Success in life depends less on strength of body than upon strength of mind and character.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think it's very, very, very appropriate.
Yeah, timing almost right, huh?
Yep.
It's interesting to me, this go-around, and I don't know, maybe it's age, experience, whatever it is. I don't think politicking has changed that much.
Mm-mm.
Do you have a sense that it's changed, or that perhaps we're just more aware of some of the shenanigans that go on?
I actually think both are true. I just read in the New York Times last Sunday, I think, about a new approach to advertising via social media. And it's really using the kind of technology that businesses use, except it's being used in campaigns. And that is an outfit that can get all of your demographics, your age, where you live, how many kids you have, where you work, et cetera, which apparently they can get now from every time you click on your computer. And then they marry that to your voting records, and then they take out your identifier. In other words, it's not specifically at you, Brian, but it's at a guy who looks very much like you.
And still somebody that people run from and they protect their children from. Okay.
And so you're trundling along in the, let's say in this case, since it was New York, you're in the subway. And as you pass through and into your congressional district, up pops a message. Hey, Brian, when are you going to pick up your ballot? Something along that lines. It doesn't say, hey, Brian.
Really?
It goes, it's time to pick up your ballot and vote, because they know that you didn't pick up your ballot yet.
Now, I would be
and it's kind of
exercised to the point of I'm going after somebody. Not that the information is there, because I heard earlier this week.
But it doesn't say you, Brian. It kind of says, look, this is somebody who has not gone and voted yet. We're going to tell him he needs to vote.
If I get direct mail at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's a federal da-da-da. The phone, that's something that I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm.
That puts it in a whole different genre for me one, they got access to it. Two, they're not asked for permission for mm-hmm. it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm always pleased about the demographers and how they can find stuff. But that level, to me, is a little bit more intrusive.
Yeah, and now then you're into the digital and social media age where they can find you wherever you are, so long as your computer's on.
But you get a chance to unsubscribe if it's to a business.
Yeah.
You get one of those, you can unsubscribe. Mm-hmm. I sense that perhaps... not necessarily an option with this.
Yeah, they're not even emails. As I read it, they're ads that pop up, and they're supposed to be just random ads, but they're directed at you because they're picking out, you know, your age, the fact that you voted or didn't,
all the profiling stuff.
It's all there, yeah. And it says, and so it's. So that is a change, definitely. I think that
do they
both
say
of the
how
main
much it would cost?
That's an interesting one too.
I mean, at the congressional level, maybe you can justify it.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if that was something that would be available at a local level, unless local was like Chicago, LA,
right.
Running for mayor, yeah. Something like that, where there were millions being invested.
Right, and it depends on what it would compare to. But I think that, for instance, you do see it, actually, and I did see it in our own local media, you know, blogs or whatever. People had ads up there.
The websites and that kind of stuff.
But those were general ads. They weren't really specifically
geared at
the reader.
They weren't popping up on your
reader.
Phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Unsolicited.
Exactly.
That's,
and people need to pay attention to their privacy settings, too, as we go further down that kind of mining of how you use your phone. Going that direction.
Do you think that people are interested in different types of information now from candidates than they were before, or is it still pretty much that hasn't changed? That's still pretty stable.
Well, no, actually, I think it has changed, and it's in a direction that I'm not very pleased with. In other words, it's very much on the negative end, and it's also based on the person rather than the issues, and whether or not that person is, you know, person's take on the issues is what you're looking for. People are really very much manipulated by very bland or deceitful claims about each other.
Innuendos rather than
innuendos,
facts,
you know, so and so.
Well, now we've got plenty of decades of doing that. That one's not
new. I know.
New.
But I think there was a time when people talked more about the issues. I would hope that we would continue to
call,
do that.
Didn't they call Abraham Lincoln ape-like? KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the concept of local politics is mm-hmm. a little bit different than the national scene.
Yes.
We really haven't seen a good, normal assembly or congressional race in our area in decades, so we don't have that to be able to draw upon mm-hmm. as a reference. What do you think about the local races? And I guess the biggest ones are probably the countywide.
Yeah.
Sheriff, DA, things of that nature. Has that changed that much in the last little bit?
I think that when you've got an economy, when you've got a community that is very involved and robust and growing and looking out for the future, you get more attention to some of those countywide offices as people fall off. And that's what I think we have seen for a while here.
Yeah, none of those phrases you were using or words describe what I think of Humboldt County.
Yeah.
thriving, robust, growing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens is, I think people get fairly lethargic, and so you have seats that are unopposed, positions that are countywide positions that run unopposed.
So you see that kind of as a barometer of a healthy culture.
Exactly. I do. That's what we all, we've all fought for, is the right to have a say, have a vote.
What about turnouts being as low as they are? I mean, that's what I look at and go, I know it's rather draconian.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't vote this time. You don't vote next time. You cannot vote next time.
Mm-hmm.
You lost the right for one time. You'd give the elections department something to wrestle with.
No kidding. that's sad. It really is sad that people don't come out there. And then at the same time, we'll be very, very anxious to let you know what they think on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but not willing to step up
and
vote
just go
once.
And vote, which is just such an...
Now that would be an interesting. Do you ask people if they vote?
That would be a good one.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Mm. Particularly some of the regulars.
Mm-hmm.
Did you vote last time? Oh, you did. Okay.
Good.
Oh,
good
you
on you.
Didn't. Well, really.
Yeah.
So tell me why you abdicated that, but you think you still have a chance of getting a piece of me.
Yeah, I know. and I really like, robust turnouts tell you something about the issues that are involved, the people that are involved, whether or not people are exercised enough to voice their opinion one way or the other. I dread the day when everybody's walking around like a zombie and just letting somebody else make their mind up for them.
Abdicating it really is kind of...
Abdicating their responsibility as citizens. It's sad. And when you look at places across the world where people don't have a vote, I know that's a total truism, but it is a true truism. People fight for the right to vote,
I heard something earlier this week that some of the national get out and vote stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they use some of the Hollywood celebrity. The celebrities didn't vote.
Oh, yeah.
That stood up and said, get out and
get
vote.
Get out and vote. And they hadn't voted themselves. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. How's that for a weird separation from reality? It's interesting. The content of the elections and the process this year, or this fall, I guess, because we can't worry about too much about the spring because most of us don't remember it. Was it as you would have expected?
Yeah. Par for the course on a midterm election type, in the general. Obviously, one of the things that we had were a lot of local measures that had people wondering one way or the other.
Poundage.
Yeah.
Were there 14 in the county or something? You had them all up? I mean, a huge number.
Yeah. That had to be somewhat of a challenge to people.
What does that tell you? 14 different measures.
I think everybody's desperate. We've got to get things done, And I do think that that's a very important issue for our county as we move forward. How do we, beyond taxes and everything else, how do we improve the economy of this county? And we have got to stay the course as far as diversifying the economy and making it the kind of county that people like to locate their businesses and the kind of county that encourages people to move forward with their dreams. We can't forget that mission, because this is just a small part of it.
Has the county ever used a ballot for an advisory vote?
An advisory vote?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now I got to remember what it was.
For instance.
I know, that's what I'm trying to fall back on. What would I? But a non-binding advisory vote for whatever it is.
Oh.
Instead of the public workshops and some of that kind of stuff, just a straight, of the voters, here's how they voted. In favor of or in opposition
this process.
Whatever might happen to have been,
That's interesting. Yeah, we'll be.
And as long as it doesn't cause more print, it's free. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information, Times 335. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the concept of politicking is interesting. I know in portions of the 2nd District this cycle, there were some interesting things going on. Normally you think of, okay, is a sign going to be creatively vandalized?
Oh, you're talking okay. about Fortuna.
Pull a sign, not pull a sign, uh-huh. that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. But it's always intriguing when you get the faceless getting involved, you know, striking at nighttime and things yeah. like that. And you wonder, yeah, is it really worth that?
Yeah, this was a very interesting election season in Fortuna. Not only did you have the sign stealing, you also had people who are good friends on opposite sides of an issue. And some of them got fairly worked up about it, you know. But to everybody's credit, I think that the day after the election is the day after the election, and everybody remembers that they're all friends and they might have different opinions. And that's actually healthy.
We'll know by Christmas.
We'll
did
know
you get
by,
a present
did you get
or not?
Coal? Yeah, did you get a lump of coal? How long is my memory?
Yeah, yeah.
An elephant never forgets. Yeah. But I think for the most part, I know that I have friends who were on both sides of several of the issues and were, for instance, able to have a fun time at Halloween. Dressed as various
elected officials. it's interesting for me how we have gotten to the point where state propositions, constitutional amendments, local measures, that seems to be the solution now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that we do things, rather than other forms. I mean, to me, the advisory vote. Mm-hmm. Now I just remembered what it was.
Okay, good.
Would you be in favor of the county investing additional dollars in legal to open Richardson's Grove?
I see what you mean.
Boom. Just simple, yeah. easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not political, but it kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that you want to have responding are those who at least are willing to get out and vote instead of just the gum flappers, as you were discussing earlier.
Oh, gum flappers? We talked
you like
about
that one? Yeah. And get people who are interested enough mm-hmm. to do some of that type of thing.
Well, that's okay. I love the concept. We have kind of addressed that to some degree on the website. You know, people can do it in today's time of social media. People can go on the website and
how many people go to the county website?
Not that many. Not as many as you would think.
And I would think it would also tend to be those who have their little action groups.
Yeah. Oh,
and
absolutely.
Are they locals or are they people out of the area? We had
yeah.
some. Something, I forget what it was, and Justin had shared 60 or 70% of the people responding to whatever it was that we had.
Question
were
of the
from
day?
People outside of the state.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wait a minute. What, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
what
could
you do?
We could do something along the lines of a question of the day type thing, and then,
yeah.
but have it be that you had to be a voter to be.
Yeah, somehow limit it.
Use your ID as a voter to put your thing yeah. in. Now, that would be a good way.
And well, that might
I'm
limit it to five
that
people.
Right now.
Knock your socks
That's
off.
My idea, okay?
just remember me every once in a while.
Okay. but I do, yeah, obviously having an election for an advisory vote would probably cost more money than we can afford right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it would have to be. Along with, I mean, you would yeah. never do it as a special.
No.
But yeah, there are certain things, I think, that if you are in favor of economic viability for
that's
Humboldt
not a
County,
bad idea. I like the idea.
That there are some of those mm-hmm. types of things that are out there. And I don't know, yeah, your guys' plate's probably relatively full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay, so if something gets thrown on the back burner, you may not see the back burner for a while. But certain linchpin issues that really, I think, are key to any legitimate future in our area. Bay development. You know, I know that, you know, we got the Harbor District, you got the city, the county has a piece of, okay, but... You know, where
would you like us to move forward? We've got
Where would you like to see the counties, say if it's $10 million for economic development, and I'm just purely fiction, I don't use that as anything. What would be the what are your priorities this year for economic development for Humboldt County? And have a list of 10 and let people rank them. I mean, I think that kind of stuff could at least empower you guys than to lay the heavy stick onto development to say, this is what we want. This is what the county wants. Let's get something done.
Let's get it done.
Instead of public hearings and more of the process.
You know, before we stop talking about that, I do want to give a shout out to Jimmy Smith, because, you know, we just...
Yeah, surprise Jimmy.
That was cool. And that was such a nice little gathering. And, you know, it's so well-deserved. And now he's going to have that boat launching facility to go down and
weed.
See. right. But, no, it was really fun. And I do think it was a nice gesture. And I think he enjoyed it.
Do you have anything to do with that? Did you have anything to do with that?
Well... You know, it's supervisors.
Just say yes, it's okay.
I voted.
Way to go.
I was there, I ate some cookies, I hung out. Rex did a lot of work on that, and really appreciate it. And so did Hank Seaman and Tom Madsen get it all run up there. It was nice to see Congressman Thompson there. It was really a good thing to see him, you know, go to the trouble of being here to honor Jimmy, who has done a lot for his community, you know, and...
And more still to come.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But it's nice, you know, to have it there and you can see it now rather than, you know, 500 years from now.
Yeah, I don't think I'll see it in 500 years.
Neither would you.
I don't know what you've been taking, but I...
We are living a little longer, but not quite that long.
Yeah. Oh, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:43. We'll be back with more from, I guess the immortal Estelle.
Right.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Well, you see somebody out there that's more interesting than me?
Well.
You keep looking out through the window there.
He's another tall guy. What can I say? I think I know him. Yeah.
Oh, well, good then. Just stay here. As we move forward, I know that there's been a lot of talk about ethics, campaign reform, and all these other things that... You know, if you're not ethical, you shouldn't be elected.
No kidding.
Period, end of story.
Yeah.
If you've got supporters who are willing to stand behind you and support you, fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got the disclosure stuff. Everybody knows or can take the effort to see who is doing what.
Yes.
Now, I might put the reports of who supports who on the county website. So you don't have to drive down to elections.
There you go.
And to look it up. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, it's still the same information.
Right.
It's still available. It just is maybe.
It's not a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What do you think the trend is going to be? Are we going to get more personal? Are we going to get more generic? It seems to me like those who are in favor of things try to do the all-encompassing net. Those that are opposed to something will find one or two chinks in the armor and zero in on that.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get more normal, or do you think we're going to get more polarized? as we roll into elections next time?
I hope that we get, you know, I don't really like the idea of polarization because it leads to oversimplification and it leads to basically the underpinnings for a disingenuous kind of campaign to move forward. We get a lot of that already. So, however, that, you know, polarization, I think, happens when people don't have a leg to stand on, and they and as you said, they're pulling away at little chinks. They're finding that hair thin little issue to pull up and make into a big issue and divert attention away from what really needs to be talked about. So let's say, for instance, moving forward, 2 years from now, I'm going to be running. I've decided that
part. So are you going to run on your record, or are you going to run on the fact that you're Estelle and people know you by who you are, what you've done?
Oh, I'll run on my record, of course. What do you think? I'm proud of my record.
Well, not that you wouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would tend to think, you know, there are going to be a lot of issues coming around the corner we don't have a clue about today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you expect me to comment on what those are today, I have no clue. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You know, it's going to be a very short conversation. However, if you want to find out more about who I am and what I do, and am I trustworthy enough for your vote?
Yeah.
Now we can talk, and you can, and we together can then project down the road,
yeah,
whatever it might happen to be. Am I somebody that you would want have representing you?
Yes.
And your opinions.
Yeah.
Two different approaches.
I think a combination of the two is good. You know, I mean, if you're, especially if you're an incumbent and you have a challenger, they're obviously, the challenger is going to want to bring up issues that are important to them and also whatever they think about the job you've done. But more importantly, you know, what capacity they have to get the job done. You know, are they a good leader? Do they have the ability to think things through and come up with something that works for the county? Those kind of things. So, or they have the ability to listen to people and come up with a good way to move forward without being distracted by minimized issues. You know. So, bottom line, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of it's very open-ended discussion. I'd be happy to discuss it further when we get closer.
I suppose we probably will, won't we?
Yeah, but there'll be a point. When is it? When we get to declare that I'm not going to be on the radio anymore?
Yeah, when you declare.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah. We got at least a year or so.
Yeah, I'm not declaring.
No. Going back and forth.
No, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. However, you can send your checks, too. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
And we both survived the political season. Yay.
Yay.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you.